Our story begins in Kalispell, Montana, with Stephen Williams. He's a woodworking enthusiast who owns a shop of sorts.
People come to visit, they say, "You don't have a woodworking shop, Steve, you've got a museum." So I buy old vintage machinery and I restore it to factory new condition and I use it every day.
He recently bought a variety woodworker machine built by Greenlee, a Rockford-based tool company. Williams says a cabinet maker had picked it up from a liquidated copper company in 1979.
Fellow went back to his cabinet shop and built a sarcophagus coffin, a small house, to entomb the machine. Took it back out with 10 gallons of lard and a wallpaper brush, and he covered the whole machine very well with lard, and he enclosed it, and there it sat until 2018 when he answered my Craigslist ad.
After consulting with his fellow woodworking enthusiasts, Williams traced the machine's construction to 1910 and found out that many other copies were melted down for metal during World War II.
We realized that not only was it rare, the only one left in existence, but it was the finest example of the type of machine that anyone had ever made.
After realizing the significance, he reached out to the Smithsonian, which formally accepted the machine into its affiliate, the National Museum of Industrial History. At the turn of the century, industrial woodworking machines, including this variety woodworker, were connected by belts to a line shaft. This is a large, steam-powered rotating cylinder that spanned a factory floor and drove the machines. But this woodworking machine was also quite versatile. Retired Greenlee engineer Keith Moffitt explains.
In lean manufacturing today, they talk about SMED, which is single-minute changeover. The Greenlee brothers were in tune with that back over 100 years ago, and this machine could very quickly be changed over from one mode to another to do different tasks.
Moffitt notes it takes a clever design to implement this effectively, because these kinds of machines are much more expensive to make than those dedicated to a single task. The woodworking machine was used from 1910 through the 1970s by the Anaconda Copper Company in Montana. An important use was constructing wooden patterns. Mike Piersa is a historian at the National Museum of Industrial History in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. He says patterns are used to create industrial molds.
You take this wooden pattern, put it into a bed of sand, compact the sand around it, then pull this pattern out. The void that's left in the sand is then filled with metal, and that becomes your finished product.
The sand is good for a single pour, and the pattern can be used repeatedly to create sand molds with the same physical dimensions. Anaconda created patterns to cast various gears in its mining equipment. Piersa added that in turn, the woodworking machine helped with company logistics.
Because they weren't going to go shopping back east every time they wanted to build something. They're going to have their own facility right there in Montana where they could have their pattern shop, their foundry, machine shop, and actually produce what they need right on the site.
The variety woodworker also has a connection to Rockford. Its manufacturer, Greenlee, dates back to the Civil War and slowly transitioned from woodworking to metalcraft to electrical tools. Retired engineer Moffitt says this iteration took place even during the woodworking machine's lifetime.
And a lot of old Greenlee machines that ran off this belt central shaft concept were retrofitted by the customers to run off electricity, you know, in the 20s and the 30s.
And even today, Moffitt says Greenlee uses the ideas of a variety machine in their latest metal shearing equipment. Representatives with Greenlee and Emerson are supportive of funding and have asked Williams to work with the museum to find a way to fund the restoration. Williams hopes to get that done over a 6-month period. Piersa says the variety woodworker will fit into the collection well.
So we can literally look out the window where this machine will be displayed and see the sign Carpenter and Pattern Shop for Bethlehem Steel. So we can tell a pattern shop story and we can turn 90 degrees and look at the wall of our museum, which is covered with patterns from Bethlehem Steel Corporation and a couple of other manufacturers.
Once the restoration is complete, the Greenlee Variety Woodworker will become a permanent part of the National Museum of Industrial History's collection. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.